Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. This is our Karma Cafe edition, also known as Urban Therapy. Karma Cafe is the only restaurant where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved right here every Thursday night, right here on Monstrous Radio Live. Don't forget you can check out our 24-hour 365 station at monstrousradio.com. You want to know more about the co-hosts, the sponsors, all the people that's interactive with Monstrous Radio Live, go over there, check it out, you dig? Matter of fact, I've been trying to update it every day. I'm going to have the information on the MMA fight that I got coming up next weekend. I'm going to tell you how you can win your tickets tonight for that. I got a couple DJ gigs coming up. There's a lot of things going on with Monstrous Radio. We've been going to have a big picnic in the park. Everybody comes out for free. It's going to be a big family event. Stick with us, but you know what today is. Today is about venting. All y'all done went to work all week, did what you're supposed to do. Some of y'all babysitted somebody else's kids while they went to work. Well, today's the day we let you vent. They didn't come pick their kids up on time. Somebody don't left or cook some fish in the company break room. They don't cook some fish in there. Now it smells like pussy all day. You want to put their ass on blast? Hit me up here just a little bit, 424-243-9649, Monstrous Radio. I'm just DJ E Monster. I really don't know what I'm going to spend, because there's a lot of things that we could talk about tonight. As of earlier this week, I want to talk about this big thing in the media. I don't know if people seen, but they got thick mannequins now. I'm talking about mannequins with curves. Well, some women are saying that's empowering, and some people are saying it's not. It's empowering obesity. So I wanted to talk about that, but current events, looks like in, what is it? Is it Charleston? The shooting in the church? What is this world coming to? I'm just saying. So, hey, tonight's our community. It's politics, anything that's going on that we as people we should be talking about, tonight's the night to do it. So, hey, I'm going to get into this music, help y'all, get y'all woosah on, you dig? And we're going to go ahead and make it through this show tonight. So, first of all, I'd like to send this one out to some of y'all out there that just can't do right. Some old school hip-hop. This is my top 10 artists. Right under him is Tupac. This right here is Ice Cube. You better check yourself. I'm just saying. Karma Cafe.
So come on and diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check.
Yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your alpine. Throw the 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here I let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. A guy or bitch, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a check.
So go on and diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. Then they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kind of trifo, cause that's an IFO. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they folding bank, but steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your throat. Your guard used to be the dime one, now your name is just Twan. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Jiggy check.
Pump. On that license plate, you could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the clapping. Who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch, is a Miami hurricane head. Swamp, niggas for her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you get no respect. Yeah. Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Cause a lynch mob is bad for your health. Nine Trey, remix. Old school tip.
Don't forget, you can hit me up. You got something you want to talk about, get off your chest, whatever, whatnot. 424-243-9649. And it's all about choices when you call in. You dig? You don't have to say nothing. You can just listen to the conversation, or you can join in. But it's up to you. Do we mind?
Nope.
Well, we'd like to have you here.
Nope.
So, all right, get your woosh on, E40, nope. With choices.
Yep. Nope. Yep.
Ever told on a nigga?
Nope.
Ever squeezed a trigger?
Yep.
Ever set a nigga up?
Nope.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on his
luck? Yep.
You a sap?
Nope.
You a boss player? You a Mac?
Yep.
Let me hold a couple dollars?
Nope.
Y'all still be popping y'all collars?
Yep.
Stock rims on the scrape?
Nope.
Paint wetter than a lake?
Yep.
Poodle in my blood?
Nope.
Bitch, I'm a thug?
Yep.
You a loser?
Nope.
Winner?
Yep.
Starving?
Nope.
Dinner?
Yep.
You still sell dope?
Nope.
Now you clean it in the bar done soap?
Yep.
Got a little Gouda?
Nope.
Got a thumper, got a Ruger?
Yep.
You in love with the house?
Nope.
She bringing you the dough?
Yep.
You gon' cry if she leave?
Nope.
You gon' fly overseas?
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000 out of the life that I chose.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
see a player get paper?
Yep.
Traitor?
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker?
Yep.
Sleep?
Nope.
Blessed moves, hella active in the streets?
Yep.
Scared of the dark?
Nope.
Have money, have heart?
Yep.
Nork?
Nope.
Shark?
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl?
Nope.
Check a bitch like a smog?
Yep.
Slipping?
Nope.
Tripping?
Yep.
Sober as a gopher?
Nope.
Hide in a roller coaster?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Nope.
Yoda?
Yep.
Never leave the house without my strap?
Nope.
Shoot a motherfucker in his nap?
Yep.
Never been a sucker or a pussy?
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie?
Yep.
Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I the life that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah,
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yeah.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her pussy tight?
Yeah.
Got some property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yeah.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yeah.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yeah.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street?
Yeah.
Shallow?
Nope.
Didn't need?
Yeah.
Broke?
Nope.
Chinny?
Yeah.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yeah.
If I get into a wild ride?
Nope.
I'ma give a nigga fair run?
Yeah.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yeah.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yeah.
Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I the life that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
Monsters Radio, Karma Cafe. All right, don't forget Karma Cafe. Oh, Monsters Radio, our live show. This is the only restaurant where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you all deserve. This is our political community, activism, whatever you want to call it. That's what tonight is. Tonight's not about you really shaking your ass, getting your groove on. It's about stimulating you to get your woos on, give you some shit to think about, help you release that stress a little bit. Sometimes you listen to a good groove, you get to saying them words, you just take your aggression out in the song and ask your ass end up feeling better right afterwards. That's what we call woosah, motherfucker. It's Comic Cafe. Some things we're going to talk about today is like this whole obesity thing. Yeah, we're going to get to the stuff about the church. I'm going to wait for some more people to call in. I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to talk about that incident going on with the church right now, because that is some crazy stuff. But the original topic we were going to talk about was this whole thing with society being stuck on women being looking like you're hungry. I'm just saying, you look like a mosquito with a swimsuit on. My bag, no, this is skinny women, but eat you some potato chips or something. Ain't nothing wrong with being thick. It's been a good thing ever since the beginning of time. Look at some of the old pictures. You see a great big old fat lady half naked on the thing. Everybody love curves, you dig? I'm just saying. So, hey, check it out. Here goes some more music to help you get your woosah on. I told you it's urban therapy, not about you shaking your ass. This right here is Busta Rhymes. He's talking about family. You'll understand some shit that make you think. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Let me talk to him. Right. Listen. Tell me,
came home from the army and he lost his head. Saw his brother smile sitting on a lot of bread. Decided he tote like Charlie, never had the heart like Tookie. Broke foot Paul, used to rob rookies. Remember weed bags and yellow envelopes. Moving out the Colgate building from apartment 2C. Bitches strutting in they Reebok pumps. Rocking bangs tight, Sergio Valente's ass all juicy. G Money got knocked, this nigga started telling. So this big head filled Indian and melon. Peasy still in the street like a teenager rebelling. Zanab lost enough weight. Cecile started swelling. Rest in peace to Bobby and Mike. Them niggas beat your head and little Willie got married. I was the best man at the wedding. Warren stupid ass got knocked, talking a lot. Front and never move, shit out of spot. Hood nigga always would panic when they see a cop. One to never sit in the passenger seat of a drop. Warren older sister Fish Shine, Wendy would rock and talk loud for no reason. Fucking anybody on the block. Why Shot King little brother got murdered with stumbles at the Pennsylvania Avenue pit stop. Shit drop while my thoughts travel and I walk about. You tell a story, niggas ain't around to talk about.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Every mess and let a man live. Live and die by the honor, respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the hand that always gives. And if the hand is ever bitten, instead of biting your own tongue, snitch on your family and run from. The only penalty is death. And as I lay you down, I still love you with the passion of a loved one.
Rumor in the hood, Tech was a rapist, got knocked. Heard he had coffee and donuts with the agents. Told on so many niggas, the agents was losing their patience. Started setting up wiretaps, whole block under surveillance. Goon sister did time, never dropped a dime. Whenever they questioned her, she turned deaf, dumb, and blind. 2-2 missing, GG, I miss him. 2006, I think she'll be coming home for prison. Puma came home, and for that I'm happy to mention. Jail preserved the guard, nigga look younger than when he went in. End up on the wrong side of when the Glock 40 left. When the window killed Shocker, brother Steve up on 45th. Then they kill Rapto in the back of the church. Think back and it hurts, see him carried in the back of the hearse. I wish he gathered them first, watch his spirit spiral and surf into the heavens, lay his body back in the dirt. Young with big money to chill. Interstate traffic, 500 gram of fish scale up in the Bonneville. Shit got hard, the only thing I regretted was niggas robbed each other's cribs on the block. The buildings connected, despite the murders and the killings was on between each other. We'd help the mothers get their shopping bags home. With shit drop, thoughts travel and I walk about. And tell a story, niggas ain't around to talk about. Listen.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Every mess and let a man live. Live and die by the honor, respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the hand that always gives. And if the hand is ever bitten, instead of biting your own tongue, snitch on your family and run from. The only penalty is death.
While I'm sitting thinking about how suspenseful the hood was, how niggas were setting each other up and how they get got, shit was getting uglier than any suspense flick that was written by that fat nigga Alfred Hitchcock. Now that I'm a little older, visit the hood in the summer, block desolate, niggas doing football numbers, Fed magazines, centerfold is what they now pursuing. A lot of niggas snitch, wasn't built for what they was doing. Agonizing when I see mothers stressing how they killed my nigga in VA and murdered Merv little brother Heston. Pour a little liquor for the ones I might be forgetting and send money for all my niggas sitting in cells depressing. Missing all my niggas that I grew up with on my mind. When a nigga turns snitch, it's like such an unforgivable crime. Shit drop, thoughts travel and I walk about and tell a story niggas ain't around to talk about. Listen.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Every mess and let a man live. Live and die by the honor, respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the hand that always gives. And if the hand is ever bitten, instead of biting your own tongue, snitch on your family and run from. The only penalty is death. And as I lay you down, I still love you with the passion of a loved one.
Cafe, E-Monster, that's some Busta Rhymes. It's called Always Love Thy Family, featuring Yummy, Yo, Karma Cafe. So, as you know, we're talking about some of the things out here. You know, there's quite a few things that, you know, that plague the world, and tonight is one of the nights that we do. You know, a lot of times we just about music, malice and fun, and just being monstrous. But tonight's the night where we try to keep it real, try to bring it home, you dig? So it is what it is. There's a couple people on Facebook. They got a couple things. My homeboy Suave, he got something, you know, that he put out. That's a damn good topic. I'm just saying. So, all right, we got a call over here. So let's go see if they want to vent. Don't forget, everybody. Don't. I know I sound really big on the radio over the air and everything, but don't let me scare y'all. Don't make me make it seem like it's a Harlem night. You want to hit me with your garbage can, I'm going to shoot off your pinky toe. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. You dig? You can just listen. And we'll just, you know, spin some music, keep talking. I've chatted. It seemed weird me sitting here talking by myself, awkward, but we're going to try it. So let's see if this person's monster enough, see if they got something they want to vent, see what they got going on. Let's check it out. 91 Deuce. Damn, these numbers sound to look real familiar. I know I ain't been on in a while, but some of them look familiar. 912-678. You heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on Karma Cafe Urban Therapy? Hello.
Yeah, this is Jay Dirty, man. What's happening with you, OG?
What's good, Jay?
Same shit, boy. Mm-hmm.
Just another day, you dig?
Yes, sir.
Glad to be living. Right. So, all right, matter of fact, is there anything you want to vent about, or, you know what I mean, anything you want to talk about today before I throw out some of these other things people are talking about?
I'm usually the type of damn person that just vents on if something's brought up. I don't like to just, you know, that's too much for me to vent about. I can't just put one thing out at the time. My brain's clogged up, so it'd be a mess. I just go off what was brought up, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'll start out with one of the main things we was gonna talk about was society is really fixed on this whole size thing. You dig? I'm talking about especially with women, and I'll talk about that part in just a second. But they're really fixed on this thing with women's size. I think they think women are still supposed to be that Barbie size. I think we realized in the late 1900s, you dig, before the 2000s came along, that shit is just not realistic. But apparently people are still stuck on that. Now, they got mannequins now that are thick. Now, I guess when you say thick, I guess they must mean like a size 8 and up. You know what I mean? So these mannequins, they got a little curve on them. Now, some women, it's been viral on the internet sites. Now, some women are like, you know, that's empowering. But some people are saying that's not empowering. That's promoting obesity. I mean, how do you feel about it? If you've seen a thick mannequin, would you look at it as, oh, that's that's promoting fat girls? Or, you know, how do you feel about it?
I'm gonna tell you this, bro. I'm trying to think of the name of the brother that I heard say this shit. I think it's Kevin Gates that had said this in an interview one damn time. He said no woman gives a damn about being pretty or being beautiful. He said, every woman just wants to be wanted. They don't give a fuck about being pretty. Every woman just wants to be wanted. So I think somewhere along the way, mm-hmm. where, you know, society, I don't know exactly where the hell they got the, I mean, to me personally, bro, like, I think there is a damn limit to when you really do start looking disgusting when you get real big. But, I don't think mm-hmm. you're supposed to look like, you know, toothpick either, you know. I think everybody should, like, find a medium. But at the end of the day, bro, As long as somebody out here wants you, nobody really cares about looking good. As long as somebody wants them enough, that's good enough for them. That's how the human race goes. That goes for men too, bro. Like men, they don't give a fuck about looking fly all the time. They just want a female to want them, and the same with a woman. They just want a man to want them. They don't give a fuck about being beautiful. But society tells them that if you ain't beautiful, nobody wants you. So that's why everybody's scrambling, trying to, you know, keep up with the Kardashians.
Right. Damn, that was like one of them great big old pro interview type answers, because, you know, sometimes you can ask somebody a question, they'll give you an answer that'll shut that whole shit down. There's not much you can say after that, bro. And there's not much I can really say after
my
that.
Bad, My bad, bro.
It's all
my
good.
Bad, man.
But that brings up a point. Maybe we should be teaching people to stop looking at sizes and learn how to make somebody feel valuable.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you're supposed to be attracted to your partner, bro, you know, but I think sometimes mm-hmm. we need to get out of our own way. I think a lot of times we put the beauty before the heart, and the problem with that is, bro, that's kind of a dead-end street, because after a while, you know, when you get old, the beauty going to fade anyway for a man and a woman. So the beauty's only temporary, but the heart is eternal. So I think sometimes we need to get out of our own way, dog, and see what's really important, bro, you know. But, I mean, we got to be mm-hmm. attracted. to the person that we with, but I think that we need to learn how to be attracted to the heart before the ass sometimes.
Right. Hey, real talk on that. Real talk on that. Hey, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that because, yeah, I don't. And to me, honestly, I mean, I've seen thick mannequins before now. Like, I feel a little awkward telling y'all this. Anybody who knows me know I used to play semi-pro, not full pro, motherfuckers, semi-pro football. And there's one time I played in two national championships, and one of them was in Florida. You dig? We went to Florida, spent a week in South Beach, kicked it up. Bruh, the mannequins down there ain't like nowhere else. I could have swore they must have been like Puerto Rican mannequins or something. I don't know. They had hella shapes. I mean, hippie. You dig? I got aroused just by looking at the mannequin. It seems awkward to y'all, but you have to see. Where I'm from, they don't have mannequins like this. You dig? Mannequins got beach things. They just ain't got no hips, no nothing. You understand me? Mm-hmm. So me to go somewhere and see this, I was very, very enlightened. So I don't understand what this big problem is with these thick mannequins. Now, I can see once they start, you know, people start running off with them thick motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
It goes back to what I told you yesterday. Yeah, it goes back to what I told you yesterday, though, bro. You know, everybody wants, you know, Hollywood got everybody brains in the net. You know, Hollywood mm-hmm. promotes the Barbie doll. You know, and apparently, you know, Hollywood got everybody brain in the knot. So, you know, when Hollywood sold the Barbie doll, always getting the man at the end of the movie, bro. You know, every woman want that now. So now they're going to try to, like I said, they're going to try to keep up with the Kardashians. You heard? It ain't
right,
rocket science, bro.
Right.
It's simple, though. If you just take off the blindfold and look, it's right in your face. It ain't rocket science. If an ignorant motherfucker like me can figure this shit out, it ain't. Everybody else can do it, too. You got to look up from that iPhone sometimes. You know,
real talk. Real talk. So, all right, here's another one I'm going to throw out here. The one with the whole the Charleston thing with the church stuff, I'm going to wait on that one. We're going to wait on that one just a little bit. But here's something I want to talk about. My homie Suave Harrison from Swagger Countdown Radio. I think a lot of y'all out there remember him. He's got something that he put on here, what I'm going to call Facebook news. You dig? That's what we're going to call it, Facebook news. There's some news I don't found on motherfucking Facebook. It ain't that a bitch. Y'all know every now and then you see somebody's status go up, you be like, oh, hell no. You dig? And sometimes you're like, This motherfucker real. Finally somebody said it. So, all right, this is what it says. Facebook news. Swagger Countdown Radio. It says, okay, Facebook family, please explain to me this new generational trend with women asking dudes to pay the bills, and they're in no relationship. They haven't even seen each other, or she broke up with dude and ain't talked to him in years, but asked the man she let go for payments on her bill. This is blowing my mind. This is part of a game that is, and that's all of it. Thought it went on a little more. So there is kind of a trend of that. You dig? I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Well, dudes do it too.
What they say now? You talking about the women asking the men to pay the bills? Is that what it says?
Yeah, basically, you know, like there's a flux with, you know, like women asking dudes to pay. Like, you know, we'll just say, I'm gonna go hypothetically. This is probably how a lot of this shit go down. Hypothetically. Don't mean it's real. Hypothetically, motherfucker in her inbox. I'm like, hey, baby, what's going on? I love that fucking selfie pic. She's like, oh, yeah, that's what it do. Thank you. I'm flattered. He's talking about, hey, can I take you out? Take you somewhere. And she's probably like, yeah, you could take me, but you have to take me on Friday. I know it's Monday, but can you give me some money on Thursday to pay my phone bill so you can call me? Boop. Boop, we ain't in no relationship, no nothing.
Yeah.
She asking for a little bit of change to put on her phone. Some women ask for rent money. Some say, hey, yeah, I'll go out with you. You going to take me to the mall and buy me an outfit so I can look good with you? Boop, ain't in no relationship, nothing going on. But you asking for put some money on these outfit bills. Get in? That's what he's talking about. Some, you know, he mainly talking about their bills, maybe they house note, their car note, their car insurance. all that. But you know what I mean? There's women like and guys out there like that. Do you know of any people or seen any scenarios like this?
Oh, all the time, dog. All the time, brother. It's like this, man. It's like, you know, a woman at the end of the day, bro, it's like I put my money over women, but I put God over my money, dog. So, you know, women is at the bottom of the totem pole for me, bro. Like, they're not really a factor in my life. I don't really care if they're there or not. But, you know, a lot of these dudes out here, you know, they don't use their brains anymore in this new day and time. Now they think what they did, because I guess they think it's cool because they did get props from their partners and shit about smashing somebody and all that. But a woman really ain't nothing but a nut and a headache at the end of the day, you know. They nothing but a nut and a headache. That's all a woman really is at the end of the day. And I'm gonna keep it all the way real with y'all. And you can't tell me I'm lying, dog. Like, a woman ain't nothing but a nut and a headache at the end of the day. So, you know, if these dudes are going to be damn horny and desperate enough to pay a woman's bill without being, you know, intimate with them, that's cool. You know, let them be suckers like that. You know, women actually, bro, I'm going to tell you this, bro. Women going to hate me for saying this shit, though, but women actually prey on weak men like that. They don't come to men like me, you know, that'll be like, man, watch that. You know, they go for the suckers. You know, you ever been to the damn club and you always got this OG in there that be prowling on the damn sucker to buy him a drink at the bar? You know, yeah, it's the same shit, dog. You know, they're not gonna prowl on somebody that's about their money. You know, they're gonna go prowl on a sucker, bro. You know, the women do that. It's just one of their game plans. We're like, real talk. It's one of their game plans, brother. So, yeah, if a dude wanna let his dick lead his life, buddy, he really, you know, all he can do is bust a nut with it. You know, everything else, dog. Like I said, damn, the women found a little folk, bro. You know, the men started thinking with their dick, and women took advantage of that shit. And now they're getting suckered out, so fuck them. You know, men want to be that weak. That ain't my business.
Right. Hey, my bad, bro. Just when you say that, and you always know that there's that old player. Why did I get
OG at the bar.
Jerome?
Yeah.
I got a picture of Jerome in my head talking about, hey, baby, here's a quarter. Call me. Well, you need someone to talk to, girl. That's all I see when you say that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how it is, though, bro. Women prey on the weak, man.
All right, hold on, man. I'm going to spin one track, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more.
All right.
Hey, check it out, y'all. This is A-Block, Tone, and Young and Duke. This is a track called Real Shit. They support the radio show, so, hey, I got to show them some support back. This is a track called Real Shit, Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe. We ain't trying to dance.
Every day struggle, I really try to make it, mama. No more stress, no more block living in apartments. I'm ready to fulfill my dreams and set myself apart from them. I really keep it real, I'm trying to make 100 to 1 million. Just living peaceful with a house on the hill. But I see no progress forward because of setbacks. The devil is working and holding me in the trap. It's easy to get in, but it's hard to make it out. I'ma work triple, double harder to make my mama proud. I got dirt on my shoulders and shit on my chest. From shit to sugar, I put it on my last breath. 100 brothers posting on the black, I'm seeing myself greater. I got a vision, just living with no worries and be a major. Try to find a way to put myself in a better place. Let God work, I close my eyes and pray for the better days.
Well, I gotta go to court, man. don't call me about to go to work. These slinky testing me, then I might have to go to church. Just see my plug, he fronted me some perks. So I hit the block and put this hustle straight to work. Some say they real, but can't even come near. I smell they pussy in this atmosphere. My circle smaller than your pockets, nigga. A verse from Tone, what cost a comma, nigga? For my kids, I gotta make it. By any means, so if I have to, I might take it. Black Scully with this 38, and it won't leave no shells, so we won't leave a trace. But real shit, I'ma keep my cool. Bitch, you better check your attitude. For when nigga starts spazzing, and I have to get at you bastards.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Comic Cafe. It's called Real Shit. A Block. Young and Duke. Don't forget Monstrous Radio. You can find us online 24 hours a day at monstrousradio.com. You want to connect with the co-host, the host, everything that goes on with us? That's where you go do it at. So, hey, I got to let people know how you can win these tickets to this MMA fight. Big Steve Shaw, this dude is like 7.5 feet tall. I'm just playing. He's like really close to 7 feet. But, the Battle of the Ragnarok. I'm going to get Raging Rock. I'm going to get all more of the information tomorrow night. I get the tickets tomorrow. So, hey, make sure you guys call in tomorrow. The event is Friday, June 26th at the Muse Event Center, 107 3rd Avenue North, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I believe they said it's actually friendly. The doors open at 6 and the fight start at 7 p.m. General admission is $25, $50 for VIP. And you can, for $75, you can sit right up front at the cage. There ain't nothing like sitting at the cage, I'm telling y'all. And Monstrous Radio, our staff and crew members will be there. We also got some other stuff going on next weekend, but hey, that's the biggest thing. But we'll definitely let y'all know some more about that stuff going on. I still got Jay Dirty over here, but hey, guess what, Jay Dirty? It's been a while.
What's that?
It's been a while. But looks like we got Kelly Girl over here on the line. Let's see what the hell she got to complain about coming up out of sunny-ass California. Let's see what's going on. Kelly Girl, what's good?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, my dear? I missed you.
Oh, damn. Well, shit, goddamn. You make it sound like I owe you some alimony payments. I'm doing damn good. How is you?
I'm good.
All right. So what's up, Callie? Tell us, what's the weather like out there in Cali? It's summertime everywhere, so I can't hang up on you hating. Because, you know, you calling this motherfucker come December, we hang up on your ass. I'm on some 86 and it's cold. Oh, what else? What's it like,
Callie? It's been like 76, but it feels like 86 to 90.
Well, you lucky.
Okay.
And that's what it feels like. It's all cloudy in the morning and gloomy, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right. All right. Y'all still got all them oil slicks coming up there on Long Beach, up there in LBC?
Nope.
They cleaned all that up?
Yep.
Okay. That's what it do. So, all right, it's Karma Cafe Urban Therapy. You got something you want to get off your beach thing today?
No, I ain't going to complain today. I'm actually in a good mood. But I am going to tell you one thing. I'm in a good mood. Now, y'all say it was Calmer Cafe, it might have been a different story. But
okay.
I will give more information, but it's in July. I've read it, seen it already. But we got Frankie J. We got Nex. We got Drew Hill and 112 coming to Long Beach next month to perform.
Oh, really? That's what
now,
it would have
been
the
even
whole entire
spectacular.
Next.
We had Jodeci, too. But, you know.
Oh, okay. Y'all got all the next, or y'all just got RL?
It said next.
So, all right. It must
just
be the
next.
Whole group then. Okay,
yeah,
the whole group.
I'll look
That's
at the flyer and
cities.
I'll send you the flyer. Hmm?
You know they from my home city, right? You know they from here,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
You
yes,
do
I
know
do.
That, right? You know, did you know,
yes.
This is some real shit, did you know me when I first started doing music, me and this other rap dude, we used to perform at the same event Next used to perform at.
Cool.
And sometimes performing, we used to bust their ass. Yes, they do R&B and we do rap, but we used to bust their ass. Unfortunately,
right.
They used to bust our ass all the other times, and they went on to get a record deal and became somebody big. But, hey, we used to bust their ass at the Riverview, at the motherfucking block parties. But like I said, they moved up and do bigger things. I love them dudes, man. They don't know me worth
right.
a damn, but I got mad love for them. You dig?
Yeah,
like,
I will send you
who?
The flyer.
All right, that's what it do. That's what it do. So, all right, so, I guess
what's
I
going on your world, your guys' side of
well,
what's going on with
a
both
lot of
y'all?
Things, a lot of things going on with me, but I let Jay Dirty tell you what he got going on first. And then he's so, you know, he's a real socialite. You know, he real sociable.
Oh, the only thing I got going on is minding my fucking business, really.
He's about as sociable as a pissed off Packer. That's about how sociable
oh, yeah.
Jay Dirty is.
Yeah. Oh,
bring
you know,
your ass
oh.
to my cage again.
Yeah. Oh, E Monster, you don't have to look for your co-host on Wednesday. I just took over.
You just took over. That was for last night, Shardy. That was for last night.
Well, I didn't see that. That's not the way you
right,
put it.
Right.
But, so
it wasn't. How did I put it?
You saying you're looking for a co-host for Wet Wet Wednesday. You didn't say it was just for that one night.
Oh, did I say for the whole Wet Wet Wednesday series?
No, you just said for Wet Wet Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So I took it
I
upon
just
you needed
wet,
a co-host.
Wednesday.
Yeah, so I took it and upon it, that you needed a co-host for Wednesday, so I volunteered myself. I
okay,
put it down
so
in the
it was
comments,
on a
but
Wednesday
my comments somehow
night.
Just...
It was earlier Wednesday, and I said I needed a co-host for Wet Wet Wednesday on a Wednesday. And you just figured, fuck it, it's for all the Wednesdays. And I'm going to
yeah,
because
I just seen it this morning.
Yeah,
and
I disappointed
yeah.
him yesterday,
morning,
bro. I disappointed him yesterday because he was looking for a damn woman to get up there, but he fucked around ended up putting me on. He was hoping it was a woman, so he was disappointed yesterday, man.
Oh, you should have
no,
texted
bro.
Me.
No, bro, it was all good. You know, it actually ended up being a hell of a conversation. We started talking about relationships and
it
things
was.
From a man's point of view. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would have been nice to have a woman to, you know, help us out with the questions that we had to ask or, you know, give some feedback on the things, you know. But no, we didn't have one. She didn't get it till the next day. Talking about how did. Well, that was for last night. You late.
Well,
mother.
I put a comment this morning, but somehow my comment disappeared.
That usually what happens when you put a comment and you push enter, it will appear. You know that, right? It will.
No, I mean
no,
it disappeared. I mean,
oh,
it
okay. Now it makes more sense. It makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have my number. All you have to do is just text me, and I'm there.
So how was I going to text you if I was on the air?
Easily. Put it on speaker. Bam! I go to Sean. Go to Miss Cali Girl. Almost told my real name.
What's your
go
sign?
To Miss Cali Girl. And just
Ms.
type
Cali
in,
Girl.
Call in now. I need you. Bam! It'll come to my phone.
See, again, what is your sign?
Miss Cali Girl.
Your sign is Miss Cali Girl. What the Miss Cali Girl sign is a fucked up sign. Because you try to tell
what's
them
my sign on the
cap?
What you doing?
Right, and they're going to keep telling you how you did wrong instead of you just saying, okay, my bad. I probably should have had checked it a little earlier. I was late when I found it. Shut up, Pete. No, you want to say, well, what happened was, see, I had fell asleep and I had some hot dogs on and they burnt. And, yeah,
I didn't cook hot dogs
came,
last night. I cooked
phone.
Burritos.
Mm-hmm. You didn't cook burritos. Taco Bell cooked burritos. You just served them.
No, I actually cook. Oh, hush.
Anyways.
That's
anyways.
All you have to do, but I forgot you don't know how to multitask.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Look,
and that's
yeah,
why you were
up,
that's why you
oh,
were just
shit.
Like that
oh.
in the picture
oh.
with your blow-up doll.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I've seen that shit. That was funnier than a motherfucker, man. That shit had me rolling, boy. That's...
And that shit was funny as fuck.
Oh, shit. That's how I be feeling sometimes, man. Shit, I be in this motherfucker all by myself. You dig? I be feeling like I'm going to blow up that fucker. I had sex tonight. Shit. Fuck y'all. I had to do it by myself. Fuck it. It's called ambition, motherfuckers. It's called ambition.
Uh-huh. At least they don't talk back.
My ambition comes in a blow up, though, but it's ambition. That's what it is. See, I don't even want to get serious. We got some serious shit we can talk about. I don't even want to get serious right now. No, I'm over here having fun. Let's see, what's some fun things we could talk about? Here's one thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about it. You know, it's not too serious. I want to talk about why motherfuckers keep putting a motherfucker they know cannot cook on the damn grill at the barbecue and family function. Got the motherfucking meat smelling like a lot of fluid. Got that damn chicken tasting like wood. The Kool-Aid got fucking syrup in it. I mean, damn. And I'm going to tell you, black folks, why do we bring spaghetti to a barbecue? I mean, damn, we got barbecue chicken. We got ribs. We got pork chops. We got steaks. And we got a thing of some heated up and wrapped up in aluminum foil, big-ass plate of fucking spaghetti, dry-ass spaghetti. I never understood that. Don't put that on my plate. You better give me some potato salad. I don't want that cold-ass spaghetti that's been out here all damn day. You dig? I'm just saying. It is what it is. It is what, and then somebody from the project always want to bring a pecan pie. All them things on there is not pecans. We know you live in the project. No, we don't want none of your pecan pie. No, all them little brown things, them is not all pecans. No, you're not tricking us. No, no, and you old hell no. You can't see my bag. Just the things I have to deal with at barbecues. Anything y'all have to deal with at barbecues that just be some bullshit, I'm just saying. I mean, damn,
yeah,
my mom be fighting at barbecues.
People, that's what I got to deal with at barbecue. That's why I don't even go to barbecues no more. I grill out by my damn self, buy one little small damn bag of charcoal, go buy me a couple of damn pork chops with a little stab of ribs. I don't even like people around me, man. Family and I, these motherfuckers be tripping, boy. I give me a damn headache. I be like, fuck it, I just grill my damn self.
Well, bro, you might have to explain how little of a bag of charcoal you talking about. Because a lot of
like,
people...
Like the one you had in that video, dog.
Yeah, you already know. Oh, $5 nickel sack of barbecue coal my sister going to bring back. We had all them ribs and all that.
You said a nickel sack.
Yeah, bro, we said that she's supposed to come back with a big-ass thing of coal. And some little motherfucking what is that, peach hardwood? You throw it in there.
God, you're so hard.
She gone.
Yeah,
she gonna
I come
back.
Well, you were feeling some type of way about that shit, bro. I
hell?
Seen the video.
Well, I don't go to family barbecue because all they do is drink, act stupid, and want to fight.
Shit, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
come
to my house with that shit. It's legal to shoot somebody on your damn property, boy. They better not come over here with that death. I don't want to do it now, damn it. I'm a Christian now. Don't make me do it, boy. Keep that shit at your house.
See, you ain't allowed in my house, period.
Yeah. We're trying to get damn diabetes and fat, motherfucker. You go over here try to dare a fight. No, I'm trying to get diabetes, but I ain't got time for that, boy. Yeah.
Cali girl be the only one at the picnic cut off. No more Kool-Aid.
Hey, Kelly girl,
do you be bringing
hot dogs to barbecues, Kelly girl?
I don't go to barbecues.
Okay, you put barbecue sauce on your hot dogs?
No, I don't like hot dogs.
Okay.
Whatever, because she burn them, bro. She burn them every time.
How you burn a hot dog, man? It's microwave, but how you burn a damn hot dog? Oh, boy.
Kelly,
you burn a hot dog?
Telling a message, Kelly.
I do not burn.
You
I do
too.
Not burn hot
you
dogs.
Do too. You don't. Oh, and you
burn it.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling she can't. I'm telling she can't cook hot dogs worth a damn. It is what it is.
No,
don't
I
let her
try cook.
To make no macaroni. She the only one bringing macaroni to the picnic that tastes like peanut butter. Girl, you supposed to get all them goddamn things so you put them in the oven with the cheese.
Look, I don't know how to make homemade macaroni and cheese. I just buy the box.
We know that. You buy the microwave box. That's what you buy.
Nope.
You're the only
Shout
one
out to the microwave,
with a
man.
Generator. She's the only one show up with a generator, a microwave, and a plug-in.
Jordan is picky. He only likes a certain type of macaroni and cheese. It either has to be Velveeta or Kraft.
He likes the crunchy kind.
The country,
like
the name of country. No, he likes Kraft macaroni and cheese. Or no, it's Velveeta.
Okay. Because word on the street is you don't cook your noodles all the way, man. I wonder if you like the crunchy kind.
Right, huh? Talking about, oh, that's
you know
what,
that's funny because I sure didn't do that right one time.
Oh, damn. See, man, we got to call Rachel Ray for your ass. We about to set that up. You need some help.
You guys going to pay for my cooking lesson?
Man. Y'all stupid, man.
Only lesson we learned from your cooking show is don't eat your cooking. Hello! I'm just saying.
Oh, you know what? I do have something to complain about.
Uh-oh, it's probably me. What is it, Callie?
No. Why the hell? I got new neighbors, right, that moved again across the way from me, right? And
why are you whispering?
So I didn't know
they can't hear you.
Yes, they can.
Go ahead, Callie. My bad.
No. Okay, so my apartment building, there's an apartment building across. So there's like a walkway that you can't really, it's in between where the gardeners go. So
okay.
I've seen a bunch of guys go on the side of the building. And I come out and I have my walkie-talkie on because, you know, I work for the school district, so I came home for lunch. And I'm like, y'all can't be in my build in between the building and especially smoking weed. Get your ass. They're looking at me like I was the povo. And come to find out they were moving in next door, so I have potheads living next door to me.
I probably thought, shit, what you think? You and LBC, here come this little white lady in between the buildings with her motherfucking hip going, class
106
over here spilling milk on the floor.
Yeah, then to make it worse, bro, she walked up to him and said, you can't be in the hallway smoking weed. That's something the damn police will say to somebody.
And then you know what? And then the whole funny part, my radio was going off because the secretary was calling me, and I'm like, yes, go ahead. Where's your location? I'm at home. Well, get back to school. I'm like, I'm on my way.
Oh, Lord. They got your ass on neighborhood watch now, damn it. All the dope boys watching your
show. Do. Show do. Watch the little gringo. Watch the little gringo.
But they were like, I had to show them my badge that I work for the school district. The radio don't go to nobody but for the school. That's it. That's it. I have to have a walkie-talkie.
When they find out that's a fake-ass walkie-talkie, you're going to roll your
No, it ain't a fake walkie-talkie.
You better fake it every time you go out the house. I'm telling you, Callie, fake it. Every time you go out the house, they're going to get you, Shelly.
No, they're not. The walkie-talkie stays at work. It has to charge.
Okay.
It stays at work, and it's only for the school. No, it's because, like, when me who watches the kids during lunchtime, if a kid's going home, they have to let me know. If we go on lockdown, then we have to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it do. Well, I guess we're close to the end of the show.
It is?
Yeah, so I guess anything else y'all want to put out there before we get out of here?
Yeah, I do got a little song, though, bro, that I wanted to talk about, man. Why the fuck is it that these bitch-ass fellas out here, bro, like they not loyal to their damn family, but none of their partners for real, that they'll go to war for a chick with no morals? Somebody explain that one to me. I don't be understanding.
That went over my head. And he over there choking on God knows what.
Hell yeah, because that took me in the motherfucking chest. I'm just saying. I know people like that now.
Yeah, it's a fucking epidemic, bro. It's an epidemic, man. I don't really understand it. Man. Tupac said it best, man. Dying by these hoes, bro. They will not ride. They're not ready to die for their fucking family or none of their partners, bro. But they'll damn sure go and fight Joe Blow down the goddamn street and try to kill him for a bitch that he's fucking on the side. They just,
Sure will.
People, I don't like humans no more. Well, I promise, bro. I feel like a damn alien in my own damn planet, but I feel like a damn alien. Dead bulls.
I mean, all I can say is they bogus, and that's the power of a thought.
Oh, really?
There ain't nothing else
that thought shit, bro, that's new to me, all that thought shit, though, bro. Where I come from, they just call tramps, hood rats, you know, hoes, sluts, all that stuff. I don't know what the hell the damn thought is. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but I know there's a whole
my
ass.
My son had to school me on that one, and I still don't get it.
I think some high schoolers or some damn middle school kids came up with that, bro. I don't use that. I use my grown man terms. Bitch, you was a slut and your pussy stank. Get out my face. I use that terminology. I don't call them thots and shit. I be direct.
Somehow, I think what it is, and this is like for real on some things. I'm joking with it, but it's serious on some things. I think the industry, sometimes, they try to find ways to trick you into saying bullshit. Like, a good example, they don't say, we'll say the word fleek. They ain't been in their song talking about, my pussy on fleek, and something on fleek. Motherfuckers go on talking about, oh, my outfit's on fleek. But you look up fleek and see what the fuck a fleek is, you'll be grossed the fuck out. And you will no longer, because let a woman tell me my pussy on fleek. Bitch, you better get your nasty secretion-having ass up out of my motherfucking house. You did. So I think somehow at first thought was supposed to be, I don't know, something good, some way how to trick women into thinking, oh, yeah, I'm a thot. I don't know. Instead of calling the old school slut, tramp, whatever. But I don't know. But, yeah, the whole thought thing, that's a 2014 slang word.
I got one more little thing, brother, that I wanted to bring up before we get out of here. But, ladies, I just want to make a damn public service announcement to all ladies out here. It is summertime, baby, and, you know, the heat is out here, so make sure that you keep your kitty cat shaved and cleaned up, you know, wiping front to back, all that good stuff. You know, make sure you keep them right this summer. Because it's too damn hot to be fucking with y'all with the scent jump out and grab a motherfucking nose off. Y'all keep that shit. And it's mostly the bad bitches doing that, y'all. So make sure you keep that shit, that kitty cat shaved, and make sure you feed it properly, baby. Drink juicy juice and all that, you know, make it good. And, yeah, keep it clean. White front to back, baby. Front.
Real talk. Callie, you want to give out any women's feminine hygiene tips for the week?
No, you're supposed to keep your body clean at all times. Period. I take a shower in the morning and I take one at night. I'll play. Even though I ain't out there having sex, but I still keep myself clean because you never know what might go down one day. When E decides to show up.
Right. Well, first thing I would say is everybody should keep a motherfucking swimsuit or something in their motherfucking car, because if you start to get ratchet in the motherfucking middle of the day, go find a motherfucking park, jump your little nasty ass in the pool, jump back out, get you some deodorant, and you might be fresh till you can make it to the shower. You dig? And my big thing to your ladies out there, this is the main way how to keep fresh. You dig? Don't wear no motherfucking panties with that motherfucking sundress. I'm just saying, yeah, they're going to be looking at your booty, mama. Yeah, we're going to be looking at your booty.
Amen.
But it will be smelling fresh than a motherfucker. And you'll be good to go when it's time to get it in. I'm just saying. Get in.
Oh, yeah. Believe that. Let the air hit it, baby. Yeah.
So, we're going to do some shout-outs before we get up out of here. I got to go, y'all. I got shit I got to do. I'm trying to catch up on my work. Like I said, call in tomorrow. I'll get the tickets for the MMA fight tomorrow. So, hey, all starting tomorrow and all next week, we'll be giving away tickets to get free admission into the MMA fight. So, we'll do some shout outs. We'll start out with you, Callie girl. You got some shout outs from the LPC.
Shout out to everybody. Be safe. Have fun. Don't drink and drive. And E, send me your pricing for your show, please.
Okay, I can definitely do that.
Because I got new artists. I'm doing new artists. So.
Okay, that's what it do. What you got for us, J30? I know it's like pulling teeth out of you, but we got to act anyway. It is.
Yeah, I don't fuck with nobody, boy, but just shout out to Monsters Radio, you know, for putting up with me, dog. And, man, you know, fuck my Instagram, fuck my Facebook, fuck my Twitter. If you want to find me, I ain't that hard. Look it up. Do the work yourself. I ain't giving you no easy way to get me. All that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not hard to find you.
Man, I ain't hiding.
All right, that's what it do, y'all. Y'all know who I am. I'm an ugly-ass OGE monster. You know where to find me at. You can find me at monstersradio.com. My monster page will be back up in a couple days, so you be careful out there. And y'all have a good night. Tomorrow is Friday Night Live. Like I said, we'll be giving an MMA ticket. We're going to be sponsoring a new place where you can find hot clothes, ladies. I'm going to start doing it on Friday Night Live. Y'all get your outfits together when y'all go out. And I'm telling y'all, some of these outfits are crazy. I started posting them earlier, and some of the ladies are like, whoa, how did we get that? I'm going to tell you how. It's called Kia Styles. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. So on that note, I'm going to get up out of here. There's supposed to be some background music in this shit, but I guess they ain't got none. I'm going to look real silly getting up out of here. Oh, there you go, you late motherfuckers. So, all right, y'all. Hopefully I'll see y'all tomorrow. E-Monster, J-Dirty, Cali Girl. Yeah, we out.
Peace.